Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. In studio with me is brand new artist Anita Wilson. Now, you know her from her new single, Speechless, that's sweeping the country. It's so exciting to have you, Anita. Tell us a little bit about your background.
And I moved to Chicago in 99, and shortly thereafter, I met Vashawn Mitchell, who in turn introduced me to Donna Lawrence. And it's been 8 years, but from that point to now, I've been a member of Donna Lawrence and Company. So one thing kind of led to another for me, right place, right time kind of thing. But I've been so blessed just being connected, not only working with Donald, but him being like a big brother, a mentor, and I've learned so many lessons. So it's really, really cool to be at this place of having a solo project and being able to apply the lessons that I've learned and all that good stuff. So I'm enjoying it. God is amazing.
This is wonderful. You are one of those background singers that we've watched, been in the business now for 22 years. So I've seen you sing background with others and doing the Be On My Luncheon and all the things you've done for Donald. And you were one of the artists that I knew we had to look for. It's Anita Wilson in studio. I know you're singing in your cars because I just told Anita I sing to the top of my voice and I can't even sing.
So. It's all good. It's okay. Joyful noise.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Exactly. Right. So how was your experience during the Bobby Jones tapings?
It was really, really nice. I really enjoyed it. The last time I was there, I've been a few times singing background with Donald Lawrence. Mm-hmm. So yesterday was my first time being there as a solo artist. So, you know, it's a bit of a different lane and a little bit more nervous going out there alone as opposed to with the group. But Dr. Jones was very nice. He's like, just enjoy yourself, relax. I was grateful because he was like, I know you. I said, thank you, Dr. Jones. It was humbling. My two words that I've been wearing out this whole time is just humbled and grateful. You know, people record all the time. Somebody somewhere recording right now, you know. So when people think enough of you to take time to listen to your music and purchase your music, spend money on your music or play your music, whatever the case may be, I say jokingly, but it's serious. You think all your music sounds good to you. But when other people say positive things about it and have their pick of their favorite tracks and say it helped them along, you know, a rough time or rough day or calming down from a rough day or a good treadmill song or different things that they say. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful. So yesterday was just a picture of that and like, wow, God, you are really, you know, amazing. The doors that God opens, is talk about speechless. It's overwhelming. That's the space of that song right there. Just the doors that God opens, the way he loves us. Nobody can compare to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. The record is called Worship Soul.
Yeah.
And it's in stores now.
Yes.
So coming up in 10 minutes, let's talk a little about that. Is all right?
Yeah.
And then we could talk a little about the songs that's on the record and how you can go out and get it. Right on Praise 104.1. Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station, in studio talking with Anita Wilson. You know her from her brand new single. It's called Speechless. So the CD's called Worship Soul. Tell us a little bit about your influences and about this new record.
James Cleveland, the Hawkins, the Winans, the Clark sisters, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, so many gospel greats, and they influenced me a lot. And I grew up a little older and I listened to 70s and 80s soul, you know, Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, Donny Hathaway. So, and I listened to a little jazz to Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. So all of my influences came together on this project. I'm a worship leader, so I'm a worshiper at heart, but I have a love for soul music. It just comes out like that when I sing. Mm-hmm. So when I was speaking to my producer, Rick Robinson, we talked about it, and I said, I don't want to do ear candy. I don't want to do something that you can move and groove to, but you really don't feel any substance to it. You're not inspired when you listen to it. And I was grateful that God said yes to that prayer, and all of these songs came together. They flowed very smoothly, and you get a lot of different genre feels and influences, but there's a thread of worship and inspiration through it, and you can be led to God's presence, or you can feel a little bit better when you play it. I'm so encouraged when I look at some of the tweets that I get, and people say, man, I had a rough day, but I played Worship Soul and I feel better now. Mm-hmm. I don't take that lightly at all. So that's a big yes to my prayer to God.
I love it.
Worship Soul.
I love it. Worship Soul. Be sure to pick it up, guys. Look for it in every store because it's everywhere. You know, your Walmart, your Targets, your Best Buys, whatever. Yes. Pick it up. Anita Wilson, you heard speeches. You guys have been asking about it. I've seen you tweet about it. I'm going to actually put on our website this interview. So if some folk may have missed the entire thing.
Okay.
And I have a video I'm going to share too that I saw.
Okay.
Saw
all
you
right.
do. Kind of shares who you are and the ambiance. Girl, I wish I was Anita Wilson right now.
Oh my goodness.
I promise.
Got got me blushing. Thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thanks for taking time to talk to me. I appreciate your support.
Worship Soul. Get it. Anita Wilson.